I'm in Colossians. I know that I should be going through Colossians and bringing the next message as we go down through. And I printed the entire four chapters out. I did it in double space so that I could go through and make notes. I was trying to come to the point of my next message with the intention of talking about Christ as the head and us as the church and how that all works. And I don't want to try to sound super spiritual or anything like that this morning, but I just could not. There was no message. There was nothing. And this verse 19, and not holding the head, the leading up to this, it talks about doing different things, the worship of angels, the doing certain rituals, certain things that people were doing, trying to impress God. And Paul is saying they are doing this, they are doing this. And then he says, and not holding the head, from which all the body, all the church, by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. Any body that you have that exists, I guess there's some worms and things maybe, but in general, if a body loses its head, the body dies. You can have a serious injury, you can have a cancer, you can have whatever, you can amputate a leg, you can amputate an arm and get by. You cannot amputate the head and get by. We as the body of Christ need the head, holding the head, from which all the body, by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered. The head nourisheth the rest of the body, or ministers the nourishment, and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. So that one verse kept sticking in my mind. And then the word worship kept coming to my mind. And my mind went to a message I preached, I called it Worship Workshop. How many of you remember that about 3.5 years? I know it was in the summertime. 3.5, 4.5 years ago. I really don't remember how long ago. But I'd like for us to look at that again this morning. And I searched my computer for that message. And I came up with another document. And how many of you listened to Robbie Zacharias this morning? A few? A couple? He actually quoted... How many of you remember hearing him say this? He actually quoted this. I wouldn't remember it probably, but I had it just in my notes. Worship is a submission of all our nature to God. It is the quickening of conscience by His holiness, the making alive of our conscience by comparing ourselves to His holiness. His holiness making us aware, making us have a conscience that is sensitive. It is nourishment of mind by His truth, purifying of imagination by His beauty, opening of the heart to His love, and submission of will to His purpose. All this gathered up in adoration is the greatest of all expressions of which we are capable. That is a lot of information to process, so I'm going to leave it up there for a while. But some things that I have written down that worship consists of are preparation, contemplation, praise, sacrifice, and prayer. So having said all that, I want to ask Lauren to come and lead some songs. I want us to be prepared to worship this morning. That is what we are about this morning. We're going to, I invite you to turn your hearts to God. I invite you to do your best to push all of the things of our jobs and our life and everything that so easily beset us, and really do our best to draw our minds to the Lord this morning. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to ask Lauren to come and lead us in some songs. Lord, I pray that you would help us this morning. I pray that you would clear our minds. I pray, Lord, that we would be able to worship you this morning. I pray, Lord, for clear minds, for attentiveness, and just no distractions, Lord. I pray that your Spirit would come and that you would be present and that our sacrifice of praise would be acceptable in your sight this morning. We commit this time to you, and we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Lauren.
In the Christian hymnal number 100.
Okay, I already mentioned this, but I'll say it again. Worship consists of preparation, contemplation, praise, sacrifice, and prayer. First, we're going to look at preparation. Job 11:13 through 15 says, "If thou prepare thine heart and stretch out thine hands toward him, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot, yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shalt not fear." Amos 4, maybe I'll say something about that Job 11 there. That is actually one of Job's friends telling him what he needs to do, then he would get over his sickness. But it's still true. Even though he was misusing it, he didn't understand the situation there. It's still true. Amos 4, 12 and 13. "Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he that formeth the mountains, and createth the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness, and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name." Did you come expecting to meet the Lord this morning? Or is this what you do on Sunday before lunch? It's very easy. This is our time slot. I go to church. Sometimes it's meaningful, sometimes it's not, but this is the time we always go to church. Do you come? Did I come this morning prepared to meet your God? Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. So preparation. Am I prepared to worship? Contemplation. Not working, Logan. There we go. Deuteronomy 4:39. "Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath, there is none else. Consider it in thine heart." 1 Samuel 12:24. "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you." Psalm 45, 10 and 11. "Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him." Hebrews 10:24, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and unto good works." I'm going to ask you to write down some things this morning. If you don't have a pen and paper, get your smartphone out and use your notebook. I'd like for you to try to make a list, and we're just going to take time to do this. It's going to be, I was thinking about it, if you ever get to be a minister and get to be where you're comfortable with things and not nervous anymore, just try to break up the routine. It'll get you nervous again. But I'd like for each of us to take some time here this morning and try to write down, and don't write down your wife's name and nine children. That's fine. They can be on there, but think a little bit about what God has done for you, what you have to be thankful for, and just make a list of things. We are told to consider what God has done for us. So let's take time to write down some things that God has done for us this morning and consider what he has done for us. If you write down more than 10, that's fine. Okay, I think we're going to move on. If you still want to keep writing, that's fine. The next thing on the list is praise. Praising the Lord is part of worship. Psalm 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." Something that I've shared this before, but something the Lord has just really been impressing on me lately is the honor and the privilege it is to be living in 2017 and still be, you don't have to go back to the book of Acts. You don't have to go back to the Gospels. You don't have to go back to the time Jesus was on earth to find the kingdom of God. He still allows and desires and asks us to serve in His kingdom today. I, with all my faults and all my shortcomings and all my mistakes, am allowed. God asked me to serve in His kingdom and to be counted among the saints and those who labor in His vineyard. And that's not just because I'm a minister. All of us are called to that. All of us are called to labor. All of us are called to be about our Father's business. It's a tremendous responsibility, yes, but privilege. It is just a tremendous privilege to be able to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in our life now. Did I come to the, looking at verse 4, did I enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise? If we think of the church building here this morning as being His gates and His courts, did I come to church with thanksgiving and with praise this morning, anxious to share with those around me what the Lord has done for me this week? For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Have I considered that this week? The Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Consider and praise. Psalm 63, 3 and 4. Because Thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. Because Thy loving kindness is better than life. Do I desire the favor of the Lord more than I desire life and the things that life has to offer? Thy loving kindness is better than life. Because of this, my lips shall praise Thee. In Psalm, I'm not sure now which one it is, if it's 16, maybe 20, I don't know. One of them I just talked about last Wednesday night. But it says, "In Thy presence is fullness of joy." We as humans, we as people, as fallen man, will try every imaginable thing under the sun to find joy. Solomon said, "I tried this, it was vanity. I tried this, it was vanity. And when I did it all the way." Solomon had all the wealth he needed. He had nothing was, there wasn't anything he would think of, "You know, I'd like to try that, but I can't because whatever." Solomon, if he thought of it, if he wanted it, he could do it. And at the end he said, "It is vanity. All of it's vanity." And Jesus, who knew all there was to know. Solomon, even in his great wisdom, had limited knowledge. Jesus knew all there was to know. Jesus came to earth and He looked at God and said, "In Your presence is fullness of joy." That's what matters. That's what I desire, and that's where I find fulfillment. Don't ever let other things distract you or the devil tell you that, "Yeah, that's good, but this is where the fun's really at." In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. Psalm 66, 16 through 20. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. The ushers, if you want to get ready with some mics, we'd like to have a time of sharing now. I will declare what he hath done for my soul. That's another thing. I've been reading through the Psalms this month. How often he says, I will declare it amongst the brethren. I will tell what you've done for me. I will share it with somebody. Over and over again, you read that in the Psalms. Come and hear, all ye that fear God. I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Now when I started, I said that they told Job, if you need to cleanse your heart, and then you can lift up your face without spot. So that's part of the preparation of being able to worship. And then there's also the time of sharing what God has done for us. So at this time, I would like to open it up. If you would have something, maybe it's something to confess. Maybe you say, you know what, my heart is not ready to worship. Maybe it's something that God did for you this week. You say, I do want to worship. I do want to declare in the congregation what God has done for me. So I'm just going to open it up. This is our time of sharing. This is our time of telling what he has done for us. You can share something you wrote on your list or whatever it might be. So, okay, Tiffany. Visitors, feel free to take part, for sure. We're glad you're here.
First of all, I have to praise God for his sovereignty, because this morning, before I ever came to church, the Lord was doing some stuff in me and for me that, driving up there, I was like, I got to share this. So I just praise him for the way he orchestrates things. I just want to praise the Lord, because this morning, in his mercy, and this ties in with the Sunday school lesson too, he brought to my mind some things I need to repent of. And that was his mercy, because, like, in Sunday school it was shared, if he doesn't bring that to mind, give us motivation to deal with that now, so that we can get that taken care of, then we will regret it for all eternity with no chance to make it right. And so, but the thing that really struck me was, as much as I appreciated the friendly offer during these Bible meetings, it was such a blessing that to realize that no matter where I am, God has made it possible that when he brings to my mind things that need to be taken care of, I can stop right there. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go talk to a specific person to confess. I don't have to go to a special building. I can just humble myself before him right there. It's possible, and he wants that, and he invites that, and I just praise him that when I do that, he is faithful and just to forgive me, and I just praise him for the forgiveness that he provides and the avenue by which it can happen.
Amen. Okay, Carolyn?
This week, there's a girl called me twice, two different days, and I was so overwhelmed with discussing anything with her. And afterwards, I found this in the Bible, and I shared it with my class this morning, but it was so very meaningful to me. It was Romans 8, 26 and 27, and I want to read it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. I just want to thank God that, you know, the Spirit prayed for me this week. Mm-hmm. I was so glad for it, because he knew how to pray.
Amen. Okay. Jay, right there. We also have Mary up here. If someone wants to bring her a mic, please. Go ahead, Jay.
As some of you know, on Friday afternoon meeting, I was trying to attempt something
When I heard that Jay fell from a tree on Friday night, I had to think of his topic on Wednesday night, of answered prayer and of God answering prayers before we pray them. And I praise the Lord that Jay is here this morning. Mary?
I know I haven't praised the Lord for quite a while. And a week ago when I took sick, I said, Lord, why am I sick for? But again, this week, He again touched my body, and I feel good this morning, and I just want to praise the Lord for good health. I want to praise Him every day. Let's keep up the good works to everybody. I still love my favorite verse. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, over here.
In today's lesson, David talks about his confession and the things that he had done, and assuming he committed it because she had been able to confirm it. And toward the end of the lesson, he says, basically, because of this forgiveness, because of my relationship with God, the things he's done, the things he's forgiven me of, I will teach others. We have that right relationship. And another verse talks about that He will praise the Lord. But what the Lord has done for us, He said we need to teach others about it, and we need to praise God for it. Mm-hmm. And there's a man at work that I've worked with for, and he's worked with for quite a while too. Anytime we've got into any discussion about religion, the church, anything like that, it usually doesn't take more than a few seconds. And he changes the subject or has to go home or whatever. But this week I was working with him, and it was a nasty, muddy, rainy day or whatever. And we got into a conversation. I just asked him a little bit about why they don't go to church and what happened. And he told me what happened in this. It was something that happened when his grandpa passed away. But that was the longest discussion we've had about anything to do with church in the 14 years he worked there. And I think the door is cracked open. I think the Lord is working on it. He's prayed for me that as I talk to Him, that I will listen to what God has to share and will be a little more like me and be willing to share it, whether I think He wants to hear it or not.
Amen.
Be willing to share it.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, Lauren? I think we're down to one mic. Lauren, right here.
One of the things that I think for the prayer of the church family that we have, the things we all, have to support the prayer. Another thing that we're involved in right now, some of you know, some of you might not know, we are in the process of adopting another girl from Mexico. We've signed the paperwork, we've been accepted. I will still take another year until the process is done. We are planning to go down a week and a half to copy and find the delivery again before we meet the youth and teenagers and go down again for missions trip. So we'll have a full week and a half. So we could appreciate your prayers. Her name is Isabella. She's 6 years old.
Isabella? Let's pray right now for Lauren and Sharon. Lord, we just come to You and ask for Your guidance, Your direction, Your empowerment in their lives. I pray, Lord, for Isabella. I pray, Lord, for just all the adjustments and everything she's going to have to go through. Lord, I just pray this could really be a time of her experiencing the love of Jesus in her life. Bless them. Bless her. I pray that through all of this, and Tanya, maybe especially, Lord, with the adjustments she'll be making, Lord, I just pray that through all of this, Your peace and Your power would just reign in their lives. We thank You. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Sharon?
Give praise for talking about worship this morning. And Gina shared an experience that they had. They moved to a new apartment, her and Sheila, and there was such a darkness in this apartment. They were having trouble sleeping, they were having nightmares, and it just seemed like health issues and things that were not okay. They continued to get ready and getting furniture and things set up. One day then she just asked the rest of the team if they would come over for a time of prayer and addressing this issue that there's something wrong in the house. They did that. They came over and they had a time that evening of worship and prayer. They prayed, she said they prayed over everything. Through each room, the door, everything. She said God's presence is so real. And she said, we slept better than anything sleeping for a long time.
Praise the Lord.
In the house. And I just prayed God for His power and forgiveness and knowing that worship is so powerful. And also, I share that we reminded our prayers are really important and coming from the darkness that we're here.
You know, there's still battles going on, but we're fighting a defeated foe. Praise the Lord. Okay, Shirley?
Pardon? I would like to thank everybody for all the cards and letters that they sent to us. And most of all, we praise God for being there for us, helping us through all this, and He's continuing to help us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry, Julie, I didn't see you. Go ahead.
That's okay. The other night, they had the chaplaincy banquet here, and we are so blessed, and we need to praise God that we have a sheriff in the department, you know, in the county, who's willing to let the chaplaincy be there, let folks come in on a regular basis. I think I heard even daily basis. In the times that we're in of such darkness, it's really nice that when they're hitting bottom, we're able to be there and provide some guidance through the chaplaincy department. So I just want to praise God for that and remind all the mommies and the little children that we have. We will be coloring cards for the county jail on Thursday at the sewing. So there's an opportunity for us to bless God and bless those people there with our talents. And just again, praise God that we do have a local opportunity to share His love.
Okay. Over here, Joe. Is there anyone else you can get a mic to?
Any of them want to share this, but last night I took my brother over to Coldwater, and on the way home we had to take a detour because down the US 12 they had a parade of Halloween, their Halloween parade, and it just made me think that how blessed we are as a church that we can serve a better and awesome King, our Heavenly Father. It really blessed me.
I guess I'll just say on top of that, thank you, Joe, for sharing that. I would just really, really ask the church, don't participate in Halloween. It is not an innocent little holiday. It's not something that's just fun. The people that serve the devil in the same way we serve the Lord put a lot of emphasis on Halloween. And for us to simply pass it off as an innocent thing to do with our children is very... I don't think it's wise at all. I would just really encourage us to abstain from Halloween, any kind of celebrating Halloween. So, anyone else? Okay, thank you all for sharing. Now we're going to go on to the next one. Sacrifice. Psalm 66, 13 through 15 says, I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth hath spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings, With the incense of rams, I will offer bullocks with goats, Selah. Now, we don't give burnt offerings today, and we don't bring our dead animals. Something I thought about with this, though. How, again, thinking of coming to church, thinking of gathering to worship, it was not at all acceptable. It was not at all okay with God if you would simply run to the, you know what, I'm late this morning. I'm going to run to the herd and just grab the first lamb that I get. There was some serious thought. It had to be the right lamb. It had to be a perfect lamb. It had to be a lamb that was acceptable. How carefully do I contemplate my offering to God? Even the simple things, my appearance. Who am I coming to present myself before? Did I give any thought to who this being is that I'm going to worship this morning? I guess I would just encourage us to highly esteem the one we are here to worship. Okay, I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward and receive the offering. And let's just think about this morning that part of worship is sacrifice, and part of what we are doing this morning is giving our sacrifice of offering. Giving an offering in sacrifice to God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You again for the many ways You've blessed us. Thank You, Lord, for the blessing, the opportunity we have to serve and worship You. I pray, Lord, this morning that this offering, this sacrifice would be pleasing in Your sight and that You would be blessed. We thank You. We ask that You would bless it. And we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you be for God as wine upon the altar for me? Would you be broken as bread to feed the hungry? Would you be so one with me that you would do just as I will to learn to love? Love to learn Thy perfect will. I would be poured out as wine upon the altar for Thee. I would be broken as bread to feed the hungry. I would be so one with You that I
two envelopes left over. Here's one. Need one more? You got it? Somebody, they're pointing to somebody. I don't see them, but okay. Okay, then the last one we have on the list is prayer. Psalms 5, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. But as for me, verse 7, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Psalm 134, 1 through 3, Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. And then Psalm 141, 2, Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. We had an opportunity this morning, I think most of you did, write down some things you're thankful for. I would like for us to just simply bow our heads where we're at, pray. It doesn't matter if you're praying out loud. The Lord can decipher the voices. I think there's something beautiful about hearing a congregation praying together to the Lord. So let's just spend a little bit of time in prayer here, just simply praying to the Lord and thanking Him and worshiping Him. Lord, we again come to you this morning, thanking you that we, as insignificant in comparison to you, Lord, insignificant beings, made lower than the angels, and yet you did not choose to redeem the angels, but you give us redemption. You offer us relationship and sonship and adoption. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you that the cross removed the sting of sin and of death and the grave. Thank you for your shed blood. Thank you, Lord, that you not only took on the enemies of darkness, but you put them to open shame. I praise you, Lord, for that. Thank you for the power of your resurrection. Thank you that you are able and that you are willing to give each one of us the power to become sons of God, to have the strength to withstand the enemy, to live in victory. Lord, I pray that you would be real to each one of us here this morning. Lord, I don't know what each heart is experiencing, but you do. And I just pray, Lord, that your presence would be real, would be felt, would be alive to each one of us. Lord, if that's a sense of dread, then I pray, Lord, for repentance. I pray, Lord, for hope and the ability to believe. Lord, I know for most of us that's a sense of fellowship, of sweetness, of thankfulness. And I pray, Lord, that You would just be honored in our lives, that You would be lifted up, that we would all be able to hide behind the cross, share You with others. Pray for Danny's co-worker right now, Lord. I just pray that You would be with him. Lord, I just pray that right now Your Spirit would move, that You would speak to him. Lord, that Your love would just draw him irresistibly. I pray that You give Danny wisdom and courage whenever he talks to him at work. Thank You, Lord, that You find our praise and our worship acceptable in Your sight. And I pray, Lord, that we would be a blessing. I pray that You would dismiss us with Your blessing. We thank You, and we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Lauren had a number of songs picked out, or Lauren and I actually did together, that we were going to sing. It's getting rather late. I think I'll ask Lauren to come and lead There Is a God. I think we'll sing that in closing. Thank you for your participation this morning. You can stand, please.
There is the empty desert blue.